The robotics problem. How many robots does it take to change a light bulb? This is your central question. Is it a matter of sufficient programming so that the robot will know what it is to do? Or a task of putting the necessary elements in order, starting with a random beginning? Is it the ability, both hardware and software, to recognize varying sockets, to fumble through the case of available light bulbs and not be tempted to try one that will not fit only because one that will fit is not present? It could be the idea of pressure, both holding the bulb and twisting it into the socket. Or it could be cooperation. More than one robot, each robot understanding its own part in the larger operation, each with its specialties. With each enlightened robot understanding, no one robot has the entire picture. It takes each robot doing its part, with the working collective of robots all fully understanding this. There is the pure mechanical dexterity of one robot holding the light bulb with no more, no less than the proper tension, mounting the wooden extension structure with each foot methodically secure. At the top, the bulb aligned with mathematical precision to the socket threads, and the robot itself tethered by three appendages to the ladder. At the last, the four mates, one on each wooden leg, the fifth robot still impeccably balanced, lifting and ever so slowly marching in a mutually calculated and wirelessly communicated circle, the aerial robot spinning with them, but fixed at the center of the spin. The light bulb's grooves will take hold. The care between all of them will seem more miracle than machinery, a symphony of software and supplied structure, a process adequately spaced into any execution register. And then there will be light.